And now to El Salvador, where voters head to the polls this Sunday after a hard-fought, some say vicious, campaign. Voters have been bombarded by radio and television ads from right-leaning presidential candidate Rodrigo Avila of the Nationalist Republican Alliance, known as ARENA. And from left-wing candidate Mauricio Funes of the FMLN, who is mounting the first serious challenge in years to ARENA's rule. Mauricio Funes, la certeza de renovar, es la fuerza del trabajador, es un nuevo El Salvador. Despite the upbeat melodies, the winner will lead a country that continues to grapple with the scars of more than a decade of civil war during the 1980s and 90s, as well as the aftermath of two natural disasters, all of which caused millions of Salvadorans to flee north. Joining us now to talk about all this is Ernesto Clavillo. He's the news director for Washington, D.C.'s Univision channel. Univision is a leading Spanish-language television network, and he's been covering the local Salvadoran community's response to the campaign as well as the election. Welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle, for having me.
And D.C., of course, has a significant Salvadoran-American population. Salvadorans living outside the country aren't allowed to vote, but there's still a lot of interest in the campaign. And are people planning to travel back to vote?
Yeah, very much, Michelle. What happened is the National Airline from El Salvador, they are organizing special flights to ferry people from here, from other cities like L.A., for instance, to go to San Salvador and cast their votes. They set up a special place in a stadium, big, huge stadium, to make easy for them. They don't have to go to their local villages to vote. So that's why they are counting on them. They say that probably they're going to have like 20,000 people. I don't think that would amount to that number.
But it's as if, say, in the U.S., we set up Yankee Stadium
right.
and special flights to
exactly.
allow people to fly in just for the day to
exactly.
vote and fly back out. So what type of supports are either of the candidates getting from Salvadorans here in the U.S.? Do you think the Salvadorans abroad favor one candidate or the other?
Very much, very much. You have to understand the people that they are living outside of the country, they left El Salvador during the Civil War, during the 80s. So they very much, they lean into the FMLN party.
Well, tell me a little bit more about each of the candidates. Let's start with the FMLN. Mauricio Funes is a veteran news anchor. He's a morning talk show host, a public figure. Why did he leave journalism for politics, and why the FMLN?
Okay, what happened with him is he used to have working for a major network there.
CNN International.
Well, that was part of it. Mm-hmm. He was very critical towards the government. Then the owners of the data network, they pressured him to change his tone, and he refused. So he left, and he organized his own talk show, independent talk show. And during that time, he was very much, he has friends among the leaders of the Farabundo Marti party. So they put him on their ballot.
And he's used images of President Obama, as I understand it, in his campaign advertisements?
Yes, very much. They are
saying, why is he doing that?
Because he wants to portray the change, that he means change. Change the old ways to deal with the Salvadorian politics. That's why he's using, and the party he's been using Obama's portrait. Even some slogans, yes, we can. Sí, yo puedo, sí, podemos, all those things during the American pre-election time.
And tell me about the opponent, Rodrigo Avila.
Rodrigo Avila has been member of one of the wealthiest families. His older brother, Roberto, was engaged since the beginning with the ARENA party. He's one of the founders. He gets some education at North Carolina, Texas A&M, and also he took some classes at the FBA headquarters, I believe, in Quantico.
I understand that he's a former chief of the National Police. Is
yes.
that an asset or a liability for him?
It depends. It can be both. Some people can say that, can question about the methods that the police uses, and others they can say, oh, he has a strong hand to deal with the crime, which is one of the main concerns of the Salvadorian people. the high levels of crime in El Salvador. So, but according with some sources, inside sources, they say that it's very soft. He's not that strong as it appears. So that can be his handicap.
Why is it that people say this campaign has been dirty or vicious?
Well, this is not as was the other campaign 4 years ago. In the today, for example, they are saying two congressmen, one from California and one from Florida, are saying that if FMLN wins the election on Sunday, they will cut the aid. The remesas that they send people from El Salvador, which is not the case.
If they'll cut remittances,
right?
Why?
They didn't specify. And they said, well, probably the government of Obama will consider. No, it's not the case. So both sides are using arguments like that in order to win support. I mean, for example, Arena has been saying, don't go with the FMLN because if the FMLN wins, it will become another Venezuela, another Bolivia. And we spoke with Funes, we spoke with people in his party when he visited Washington. And he was very clear saying, no, we're not going to become another Venezuela. We're not going to be like a Bolivia.
He's not talking about nationalizing key industries.
No, not at all. No, he favors to keep all the treaties in place. And even though he said, I want to assure the American people, to assure the politicians that we're going to keep working in our relationship. So I don't think he's going to become another Bolivia.
Polls showed that Funes had a significant lead initially, but that lead has narrowed quite a bit. Why is it? First of all, why was he the preferred candidate at the beginning, and why has the lead narrowed?
Well, it depends on who is the pollster. For example, the universities are giving more advantage to Funes than the other candidate. And other independent polls companies, they are giving some leading to the official list candidate. So in the middle, I believe, talking with other journalists and people who is coming from El Salvador, Funes has a little advantage for Sunday. But you never know, because maybe a lot of people in Latin America in general, you cannot trust 100% the polls.
Why is that?
Because people say one thing and they do another thing.
Really?
Yeah, very much so.
People are afraid to tell the truth about
their
opinion?
In this case, it can be. It can be.
Now, Mr. Funes has expressed some concern about potential fraud during Sunday's vote. Is that a legitimate concern?
Very much. For instance, they're saying, okay, the national airline is giving a special rate to fly people from America to El Salvador. But they are asking their numbers of like a social security number, which their identity card number. And they are saying why they are asking that. Because they want to be sure they're gonna know who is going and how they're gonna lean. And also the other people are asking for their cards as well. And they are saying in the past, they find out that even dead people went to the polls.
Are there any international observers expected to participate?
Many,
observe the vote?
Oh,
and
yeah.
From where are they coming?
From the Organization of American States, from United States independent agrupations like CISPES, for instance, people from Washington, from Chicago, from other cities where there is a big Salvadorian communities there.
And so the vote is expected to be close?
Very close.
Do you think that we'll have results right away, or do you think it'll take some days to figure out a winner? I know it's hard to speculate about something like
right,
that, but based on past experience, what do you think?
I think now they improve a lot. I think we're going to be able to know very much maybe for Monday morning who is the winner.
And finally, I had asked you this at the beginning. How are people feeling about the election? Is it a sense of anxiety? Is there a sense of, I mean, in a way it sounds as though the civil war is still being fought, albeit through the electoral process.
They won't change.
Is there a sense of anxiety about it?
Because this is for the main reason that the FMLN, this time they have the real possibility to become the government. That is the main reason. And also they want change. They don't want to keep on going the same way that has been leaving the country until now.
We'll see how it turns out. Ernesto Clavijo is news director for Univision Station here in Washington, D.C. He was kind enough to join us here in our Washington, D.C. studios. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Michelle.